Rob, how have you been?
Guys, nothing has changed for you.
Can we be careful with that one?
Motherfucker, sit down, shut up, stay in your own lane.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that memo.
This guy comes into your house as a guest and then takes a giant shit on your living room floor.
I can't blame you because after all this time, I should have just trusted you without saying it.
Cappy's got a jar of peanut butter there somewhere. The only way that dog could tolerate him.
I'm too tall for that.
Fuck it, I don't give a shit.
And there goes the monetization.
Birth control makes women unattractive and crazy.
The fuck?
Red evening. It's better than work.
And it is better than work.
You got Rob life from hell.
That's right. Trying some shit out, kids, because, you know, a little while back, I was very anti-Skynet. Now I'm embracing the machine wholeheartedly. My whole fucking house is like smart adapted with the exception of one or two things. You're seeing a little bit of those things that are smart adapted. It's me, you know, suckling on the tit of Skynet. It's like, give me the machine. Give me, you know, I say, hey, Alexa, turn the rooms to red. And it does. I'm telling you, man, it's the greatest thing ever. It, you know, you guys all, they're collecting your data. Dude, you already gave it up long ago. Gave it up.
That started with like the terms of service on iPhones, even.
Mm-hmm.
South Park did a whole skit on it, on the human scent iPad. Have you ever seen The Human Centipede?
No.
One of the fucking grossest horror films I've ever seen. It is. Oh my God. You want a synopsis?
Sure. Let's have it.
Okay. So these three, what are they? Students or whatever, get stranded in the woods somewhere in Germany. They get taken in by some German guy like, oh, I'll help you with the car and blah, blah, blah. They get sedated and he wants to make a human centipede. Three people connected to each other via ass to mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, thinking about it again just makes me hurl.
Well, you know.
And he actually does it where, like, he takes flaps of skin from the ass and, like, sews them to the other person's mouth, and they're all on hand and foot, and then he feeds the first in line because he wants to see how the digestive system goes, and it's so fucking gross.
Dude.
It's so horribly gross. And South Park did an episode on that, like the same idea, but like it has an iPad stuck to the head. It's like the human scent iPad. And they got into it for agreeing with the terms of service. Like, it says here in the terms of service that you are now... that you have applied for the Human Scent iPad project, and it takes Kyle and some Asian guy and some woman, and it's absolutely horrible. It's horrible. It's like, it has an iPad with Flappy Bird and it shits in Kyle's mouth. This is amazing. It's like, oh my God. And they made a part two.
The fact they made a part two.
It's the grossest film I've ever seen. But hey, I've never seen Cannibal Island. Oh, what's it called? Snuff film. There's some snuff film.
Doesn't matter. Dude, you don't have to go watch a film to see the human centipad or whatever, you know, the grossest snuff film of ever. All you have to do is go on Twitter. I'm glad you brought up South Park and the human centipede, because that's social media today. Okay. I've not seen the South Park episode, nor have I seen the movie that you mentioned, Cannibal Holocaust. Jesus Christ. You guys, you're part of the ass to mouth. Just saying. And I love you, Roman, and I get it, but oh my God, you guys. So, going back to the human centipede, going back to social media, going back to Skynet. And there you have it, Vince. Okay. It's the idea that there are people right now, today, tonight, while we're talking on the internet, there's people posting their lives on the internet. Bro, I'm getting divorced. I got 6 kids and 1 on the way. And the first thing I thought of when I heard it was, why would you post this? It's fuck trophies for clout. Okay, it's Ryan Stone and Matt Walsh. It's the bullshit that I'm just like, you know, it's Andrew Tate and his popping bottles and Bugattis and here's how you get the whammon and do a course and we have a group and now I'm under indictment. It's Roman McClay writing an anthology of books that turned out to be a manifesto. It's Pat Stedman storming the Bastille on January 6th and posting it live. And now he's serving 4 years for it. Okay. It's the same shit. The latest casualty is a guy who said, guys, you know, you've probably noticed a change in my posts and demeanor. And the truth is, I've been fighting for my marriage for over 2 years. And we've been separated for 4 months. And yet in Utah, where he resides, there's no such thing as a legal separation. You're married until you're divorced. But we have 6 kids with 1 on the way. And she wants out.
Not gonna lie, the 1 on the way kind of got my my spidey senses tingling.
Oh, dude. I've got 3 theories. 3. Only 3. And maybe none of them are accurate. And ultimately, it doesn't matter because he's not me. I'm not living his life, so who fucking cares? But I do have 3 theories about the one in the bun, you know, the bun in the oven. Okay. I have 3 theories based on that original post. And then based on some information from some random asshole on the internet who decided to chip in. A random asshole said, oh, yeah, you're getting divorced by your second wife who you were cheating with on your first wife. Which makes me want to go, damn, bro, you might want a paternity test. Especially on the bun in the oven. Maybe even a couple of the younger ones that are running around. Just maybe. Now, I'm not a big fan of the trope, once a cheater, always a cheater. I'm not a big fan of that. But I am a big fan of once a cheater, it's easier to do it again. And with the individual in question, he was married, met a girl, however he met her, in high school, apparently. Okay. Apparently she was in high school when they got together. I have no doubt that she knew what the score was. Mm-hmm. She knew. Mistresses always know the truth. Okay. Now, here we are 10 plus years later, and it's falling apart, which comes to my three theories. One, she's already set up the monkey branch. Once a cheater, always a cheater, right? Maybe. Maybe she found some dutiful beta. And that's not his kid. Maybe. Okay. Number two. He's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, think about it, Jack. You're a woman with six kids and one in the oven, and yet you still want to divorce. You gotta be a fucking monster to say, I'm gonna take my chances. Even though the state and the church, in this case, have her back.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. They do. If you're a good Mormon in good standing, that's the catch. You gotta be a Mormon and you have to be in good standing. But if you are both of those, the church has your back. Okay. They'll come and mow your lawns and throw a little money at you and bring you fixed goods, you know, cooked goods. They'll re-shingle your roof. Okay. If you're a Mormon and in good standing, ask me how I know. I grew up in it.
Born and raised in Utah.
Correct. All right, so if he's a monster, would be a reason as a woman with six kids and one on the way to say, fuck this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, given the circumstances, I personally don't believe he's a monster.
Mm-mm.
I don't, but it's a possibility. I'm not gonna, you know, I don't put anything past anyone anymore. So this guy... Either. This guy could be worse than Andrew Tate, for all we know. Okay? Time will tell. But it's a possibility. So we got monkey branching that, hey, once a cheater, easier to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Which brings up the paternity thing. Two, he's a fucking monster. All right? I don't buy it, but hey, it's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. And third?
Number three, which I think is probably the most likely scenario. When you have six kids and one on the way, and you're trying to provision and provide, being the dutiful beta that religion teaches you to be. Okay. Take out cheating. Take out monster. But, and add in, I'm running my own business.
Which, and that's, but we'll get into that later. That's the whole thing where I go like, if you had just run your business and not get family involved, you didn't have to go through this publicly. Because you asked, like, why did you post this? If your family is your brand, you have to. Because there's no more brand. Which, I mean, I feel for him that he kind of had to for, like, the brand's sake. But then there's also the opposite there where it's like, no, you made it your brand.
Yeah.
And like, of course, you don't, like, after so many kids, you don't really assume anything could go wrong. Yet, what if it does? The what if should always be in the back of your head. Because now you're going through it publicly. And like, of course, there will be people who like emotionally support you, but the voltage, like, when there's blood in the water, sharks will come.
And I'm the shark.
Oh.
I am. And we'll get to that in a moment here, young Napier. We'll get there. I promise you. Okay.
Here's I feel like we're switching here where you have become Sidious instead of my Obi-Wan.
Correct.
Like, careful now. I just got off the dark side, you know?
Oh, young Skywalker.
You will die. That's one of the harshest things Palpatine ever said.
Young Skywalker, you will die. Insert lightning bolts, because here we go. So we have the monkey branching, which is a probability and a possibility. We have the monster, which is a possibility, but in my opinion, not a probability. Okay, it's like, eh. Again, this goes back to years of me being on social media, seeing personalities do their thing, and then meeting a lot of them in real life. And realizing, you know, in the beginning when I was the young, naive Padawan, I thought, it's wrestling. Who they are in real life isn't what you're seeing online. It's an act. Only to find out, no, what you're seeing online is in fact who they are.
Now, in some cases, yes, there are cases where I'm like, but go on.
Jack, you haven't met as many people as I have.
True.
Okay. Every one of them, without exception, was exactly who they portrayed online. That's who they were in real life. Okay. Roman, who's in the chat, is a great example. You got a guy playing guitar online and drawing naked women and taking photos and saying some stupid shit. No offense, Roman. It's not meant to be a derogatory. Okay. But he says some stupid shit because that's who he is. And I met him in real life. And you know what? Same fucking guy. He said some stupid shit to me. I liked his stupid shit. Okay. But he said some stupid shit. You, I have met in real life as well as online. You, young Napier, say some stupid shit. And you've said it to me in real life too. Okay. Who you are online is, that's you. And I've met you. Same with Vince. Same with Chest Rockwell. Same with Vince. Okay. All these guys. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Whatever they say on the internet, that's who they are. I've come to that conclusion because I've not yet, not once, met someone online that portrayed a certain personality. And then I met him in real life and it's like, oh, wow. Way different. There's guys I wish it had been way different. But it wasn't. Same guy. It's like, well, at least you're, you know, authentic and you're consistent. That's the word. Consistent. Okay. Oh, he's a retard online. Guess what? He's a retard in real life. So going back to our story of man and woman, patriarch and the missus getting divorced. Six kids with one in the oven. Is it monkey branching? Maybe. Is he a monster? Probably not, in my book, from what I've seen online.
Yeah, highly doubt it.
I highly doubt it. But it's like, yeah, he's not a wife-beating, mean old son of a bitch, drug-using, I'll fuck you up and throw you down the stairs. But then I'm going to get online and talk about, yay, the patriarchy. No. He's a beta. Oh, dude, I could do a 2-hour spin on that, but I'm not going to. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that leads us, if there's no monkey branching, which maybe I can't discount that one yet. I guess time will tell. And he's not a monster, which I, you know, again, I won't put anything past anyone. It's like, yeah, maybe he is. But I'm thinking he's not, based on what I've seen online. But here's option 3. Going back to what somebody dropped early, saying, oh, that's pretty high and mighty of you to talk about your second wife that you cheated with on your first wife.
Mm.
That you met when she was in high school. All right. Now, I don't know how, I don't know what the age gap is, nor do I really care.
Mm-hmm.
People change, especially in their teens and 20s. And if I had to guess, he's doing the patriarchy thing and doing the good dad thing and doing the Mormon thing. Oops. You didn't hear that, kids. Let's strike that out. But he's doing all these things to provide. Okay. 6 kids. 6. Never mind the one in the oven. 6 kids. That's a lot of mouths to feed. That's a lot of attention to be giving. And when you're part of the cult of the child, which religion professes and pushes,
mm-hmm.
you don't have a lot of time for your spouse.
Mm.
Okay, because I got to be the patriarch and I got to be the provisioner and the provider. And I got 6 mouths to feed and 1 on the way. And I'm a father and she's the mother of my children. And she's my wife and I'm her husband. Except you forgot to be lovers.
Mmm.
You spent so much time making all the money, hustling and grinding on the internet and starting your own fashion show and your own blog. And I can't imagine that's paying enough to feed 8 mouths. Yours, hers, and 6 others.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, nah. You might have a part-time gig and she's probably working full-time. Because there's no fucking way they're doing it on 1 income. Unless he's a doctor. Or a high-paid attorney, which he's not.
Mm-hmm.
So, when he's there, he's focusing on provisioning and providing. Gotta hustle, gotta get on Twitter, gotta push a course, gotta, you know, sell a book.
I mean, the stress has gotta be killing.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, and I'm not shitting on his work. His work for his expertise, his knowledge, second to none. I'd recommend his work to anyone. It's like, oh, you wanna get your fashion game up? You want to know how to dress? Go talk to this guy. Absolutely. I have the book. I've seen his stuff. I'm not criticizing his work. His work is top notch. But if your work, you know, you worked for the man and maybe he does again. I don't know. But at the time I remember, he stopped working for the man. And started working for himself. Nothing wrong with that. But now, you're self-insured. That's 8 mouths that need to be on that insurance, assuming she's a stay-at-home mom, which I highly doubt. Why? Because no amount of book sales and courses is going to pay for that insurance. Not here in the United States.
Hmm.
Okay. So he spends all his time working on Twitter, hustling and grinding and doing courses and doing private consultations to get adult men to stop dressing like children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool. And when he's not doing that, he's being a dad. Gotta be present for my children. I have no doubt he probably is. But what happened to the wife?
Got washed away because of all the work and all the things going on, all the mouths to feed. You forget to actually be the excitement and the lover. It's like the two coins of hypergamy and never the two shall meet kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have to juggle those things over and over. Your part becomes provider, your part becomes provisioner, lover, excitement. And that becomes harder and harder when father, entrepreneur, everything in there is added to it. Now, I'm not going to sit here and speculate like, this is why.
Like I said, I have three theories and it's not even speculation. It's just, it would take a lot, as far as I know, for anyone, man or woman, to say, fuck you, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
With six kids and one on the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's extreme. That's where I only can come up with, well, three plausible scenarios. Okay, she monkey branched already. She found somebody, which goes back to the third one, which is he's absent.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting in, you know, he's hustling and grinding and, you know, spending time in the church, spending time doing his entrepreneurial thing. And he's spending time being a dad because cult of the kid. And then he forgot. And so did she. They forgot their roles.
I mean, it takes two people to make a relationship work, but it also takes two people to let a relationship fail.
I agree. There's no judgment here on my end. I'm just trying to figure out in my own head, being the fly on the wall, that I'll never know the truth. But I'm just like, oh, for a guy who advertises his religion on his bio, and he comes off a little holier than thou to me. You know, not criticizing his work. His work is top notch. But it's like, oh, you're doing the patriarch thing, and yet you forgot to be the lover, or you never had time, and she got lonely.
Dalrock. Cue Dalrock. I'm not happy. But
well, and here we are.
Yeah, and it's kind of like what I said. It's like no religion, no ideal will stop a woman from acting on her emotions. It just won't. Nothing. No, and this is why I don't like Andrew Wilson and the trad cons right now. Like, we need better shaming tactics. Motherfucker, sit down, shut up, stay in your own lane. Nothing in this world, no force alive or written about, can stop a woman from acting on what she's being. Nothing.
No.
Not Palpatine himself.
Nope.
Unlock the secrets.
This is where the guy who talked all the time about this, that, and the other is a false god. Okay. He's about to meet the one true god. Thank you. Yep. If he hasn't already, he's about to. That it's like all your false god bullshit that you put on Twitter, you're about to meet the one true god. And it's going to cost you a marriage. And it's going to cost you a home. And it's going to cost you your children. Because they all get to be part of what the one true God takes in tithe.
And then it will cost you your sanity.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. You know, like I said, I don't know the particulars. And do I have beef with the individual, the man? No, I don't know him. Do I have beef with him when it comes to his work online, his profession, his expertise? Not at all. I have no beef with the individual because I don't know this fucking guy. But I have beef with the image he presents on Twitter being the altruistic religious man.
And
that I have a beef with.
And that I can understand. I'm still, I don't wish the worst upon people.
I don't either. Don't.
And no, I know you don't. But like from what I saw, the only thing I could feel was empathy, which I mean.
I could feel empathy if he dropped the religious bullshit. Mm-hmm. I would be in his comments like multiple people going, oh man, that sucks. But the fact that he's LARPing as a patriarch, he comes off to me as nobody, and I ain't shit, but he comes off to me as holier than thou, and I grew up with it. It's this environment I live in. He's not the first, and he won't be the last, but it's that where I'm like, fuck you.
And I get that.
And so hearing his tale that he decided to, you know, throw out there to the internet, I'm over here tap dancing on the ashes.
And that's kind of where, like, where my perspective comes from, where it's like, I don't wish on anybody to go through that publicly. I just don't.
But he made it public.
You made your own bed.
Yep. And he made it public. That it's like, dude, this isn't the thing you should be putting out there to your audience. So when I see other guys taking pot shots at him, and I'm over here giggling, because I'm like, of course you'd do it, because you've made your life your brand. I tweeted earlier, behold, blah, 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 blah. You guys saw it if you saw it. The internet is dead. Long live the internet. Okay. This is one of those things that most people I know in real life, when they have their travesties and their tragedies and their setbacks, most people don't go online and mention it to the world. And yet he did. And for
because
that,
he made it his. Go ahead.
Well, and for that, he gets no sympathy from me. None. It's like, fuck you, dude. You decided to air your dirty laundry online. Fuck you. Whatever comes, whatever rumors, whatever stories, I hope they're all true. You brought this upon yourself. You wanted to self-immolate. You wanted to burn. And I am here to hand you the match and the gas.
That is kind of what you're going to get if you base your whole brand on those things. And you, I don't know if he did it, but like moral finger wag the guys who swap notes for like thousands of times.
Oh, dude, I wrote a post about it.
I remember that one.
He did. He finger wagged. That's when I was like, oh, I'm done following this motherfucker. Because to me, it was, dude, stay in your own lane. You know fashion. You know how to dress. Stick with that. When you get into the fucking finger wagging, I am out. Yeah, he did it, dude. He did it. I wrote a fucking post about it here about a year or so ago. Yeah. When he went there, I was done. It's like, oh, I'm fucking done with you.
It's kind of like a dark thing, but it's a reality thing where it's like, if you make it your brand and if you make it your message, it's like nothing or not everything lasts forever.
Nope.
And it is just safer to assume right now. And that's kind of like the thing where it's like I said, I don't wish this upon anybody publicly, but you made it public. And like, what can guys get from this? It's like, stay as private as possible for your own good.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yep.
That's what I want, like from all this, from somebody's listening. And I'm not going to say like, all women do this and blah, blah, blah. That is not what this is about. No. That is not what this is about. No. But when you make your brand on morals and something that has, unfortunately, these days, an over 50% chance of failing, probability is high it will come back to haunt you. And it's not for you to suffer through alone, but for you to suffer through publicly. That's gotta be hard. That is, like I said, but like,
agency.
As thou hast it.
Okay, you know, going back to the suffer alone or suffer publicly, that's agency. That's a choice. There's been plenty of things you've gone through, I've gone through. You know shit, I know shit. We're not sitting here crying on the fucking internet about it. Okay? Doesn't mean you're alone. I'm not alone. I know that. There comes a point where you have agency. You have a choice to decide, do I want to keep this to the people closest to me, my friends and family, or do I want to air it to the world? Well, if you air it to the world, you get me. And I'm going to fucking mock you and laugh at you. Because that's the asshole I am. Do the super chat real quick.
Cool. Jean Simone for the Canadian $5. Thank you very much, Jean Simone, for the $5 Canadian. Do what works for you. You want 6 kids, you want 6 plates, you want 6 figures. Do it and own it. The rest is unimportant.
Correct. I'll be right back.
Okay. But yeah, do what works for you. And like, there was a tweet by B. I can't remember the exact tweet. I do remember retweeting it. But there's a whole big thing of be like me, it works for me. Forgetting that every individual has their own individual perspective, events occurring in life. So there might be things that would overlap. At the end of the day, it all depends on that one singular person. What works for them? What do they want? I had a whole interview yesterday with Unchained Skid, which was fun. We talked about fitness and like the individual steps you need to take for something. Like, what's the best diet? The one that works for you. What's the best program? The one that works for you. Now, of course, like with programs and things like that, you need like a couple of pillars that it needs to be built upon. Like the fundamentals of the program is mostly the same, but then you go from there. But does this person have an injury? Does this person have the availability of the material you need? And with this as well, like religion is the answer. Maybe people grew up in religion and they left religion. What do you tell them? You know, yeah, religion is the answer. You just, it's just the wrong way of religion. Like socialism hasn't been tried.
I caught the tail end of that with about, you know, religion and, you know, communism hasn't been tried, you know, real communism. This is the same guy who said something along the lines, this has been a while, but I remember him saying that Mormons were red-pilled.
Mm.
And I'm like, no. No, 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 no. That sounds like a zealot or a convert. And maybe he is. I don't know. The zealot part, maybe. But the convert, I don't know. I don't know if he grew up in it or if he converted. I don't know. I grew up in it. Okay? Since day one. And I'm telling you, the Mormon Church, the Church of Latter-day Saints, it's a beta farm.
Well, and this is kind of something what I want to address, because I see it in the chat, like, who is Rob talking about, blah, blah, blah. Guys, this is not about the person. This is about the phenomenon.
Correct.
Let's be clear on that.
Yeah, this, I'm not going to name names.
Rob is not bashing anyone. Rob has no beef with anyone. Right. I have no beef with anyone.
Right.
But this is about the phenomenon.
Yes.
That's what this is about.
Right.
And with that, I'll be right back.
Okay. Hey, throw that super chat up real quick, Jack. There it is. Space Dude for the $10 American. His problem is with congruency. He talked a lot of shit and couldn't back it up in the long run. Not surprising, his book was called The Appearance of Power. Now, on another note, like I said, I have no criticism with the guy as a person. I've never met him. So, the guy is a man. I have no problem with him. And I have no problem with his work, The Appearance of Power. I own it. Okay? And if any of you were to come to me and say, Rob, I want to get my, you know, my dress code down. I want to get my shit dialed in. I'd tell you, go talk to this guy. I would. Anything else? Find someone else. That's my beef. It's not with the man. It's not with his work. It's with his image, with his religion. It's that holier than thou. And he's not the first. He won't be the last. It's a phenomenon that I grew up with here, you know, in Utah. And I know it's not just the Mormons who do this. There's others that do it. And if it was another dude that I knew about, I'd be fucking laughing at them too. Whether they're Catholic or Protestant or Islam, it doesn't matter. My beef is with the holier than thou thing. That it's like, oh, you're a fucking patriarch. You're a religious guy. You're saying this and that is a false god. Fuck you. That's what I have a beef with. It's not the man. It's not his work. You know, you show me some legitimate work, and this guy's Appearance of Power, that's legitimate. I'm never going to argue that. I would turn to any of you guys and say, Go talk to that guy if you want to, you know, get your fashion shit squared away. Go talk to him. Okay. I'll say it now. I'll say it to the end of time unless someone better comes along. But it's his religious shit that, oh, you think your shit don't stink? Fuck you. Yeah, it does. Smells just like shit. Like Jack's, like mine, like everyone else's. And so you want to play holier than thou? Yep, I'm not above it, guys. I'm not your guru. I'm going to be petty. Hey, there's another super chat.
Another one? Another one. Dark Knight Dev for $5. First of all, Space Dude.
I already covered him. You were pissing or drinking coffee. I already got him.
Dark Knight Dev for the $5.
Yeah.
Dark Knight Dev for $5. Thank you very much. Learned the hard way. Took several women on dates. They drank, ate, and threw up.
Wow.
And didn't smash. Rule 69 of the red pill. Smash before you go out.
God damn right. Hey, you know what? I'm glad Dark Knight Dev brought that up. That reminds me of a chick I met, a slump buster, after me and the ex-girlfriend broke up. Okay. So, you know, me and the ex-girlfriend break up at the end of 18. I spent 6-7 months and 19 getting my head back straight. And then decided, fuck it, it's time to get on with it. There's always another woman. Okay. So I start dating. I start, you know, meeting chicks online and in real life, doing my thing. And the first chick out of the gate, I'm going to call her Stacy. We'll call her Stacy. That's a good name. So we're talking online and I'm doing my thing and bantering and bullshitting her and she's interested. So I'm like, okay. And we banter back and forth. We even had a phone call for a minute because I'm a boomer. And I'm old like that. You know, I want to hear her voice. I want to make sure she's not a complete psychopath. Turns out, she's not. She's your average American chick. All right. Fair enough. I'm not looking to, you know, get, we got to get serious. We got to, you know, we're dating for monogamy and marriage, Rob. No. I date to fuck. That's it. So we're bantering back and forth. And I already knew that it's in the bag. It's gonna happen. So I took her out to dinner. Okay. I picked her up first night. Yeah, okay, pick this chick up. Yep. She looks like the pictures. So that's her. All right. We go out to eat. And, you know, everybody, you never take them out to dinner and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, I already knew I was going to get laid. So I'm hungry. I want to eat. Do you want to go with? Well, yeah. Okay, cool. I'll buy you a hamburger and I'll buy you a drink. And so I bought her a hamburger and I bought her a drink. And then I brought her back to my place and we fucked. That's what we did. So he's not wrong when he says, you know, bang her before you go out to dinner. As a rule of thumb, now we're swapping notes, okay? I just met this chick and I don't know nothing about her other than I think she's hot and she gets my dick hard. You don't fucking take her out to dinner. You don't take her to the movies. You fucking take her out. You have a drink, maybe two. One for her, one for you. And you pay for it because that's the cost of business. But you'll learn everything you need to know about her in an hour. Okay? You'll know when you're there. You'll just okay, I know what I need to know. And either you're going to pay the drinks and say, hey, thanks for your time, or you're going to have another drink and you buy her another round. And 2 hours later, you're fucking her. Okay, but if you know that it's in the bag, you've flirted with her, you fucked around with her enough, and she's hot and trot and ready and all that, I'm like, I want to eat first. Now, granted, I'm not eating to the point of, oh God, I could puke. No, I don't want to be on a full stomach because that's not comfy. Nobody's comfy. You're not comfy. She ain't comfy. Nobody's having sex when you're bloated. But you eat. You have a burger. She has whatever. You have a couple of drinks. And again, it's assuming you know what you know. That it's like, oh yeah, this is in the bag. And you do what I did. You take her home and you fuck her. And then you send her home or you take her home. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But you know when you know. But that comes with experience. But as a general rule, you don't take them out and wine and dine them. You know, where Dev was asking about thoughts. You know, rule 69 for the red pill. Smash before you go out. Thoughts. As a general rule, yes, you're absolutely right. You might get a couple of drinks in them because alcohol's the social lubricant. You'll know everything you need to know. Not everything you want to know, but you'll know everything you need to know. Mm-hmm. And you'll decide, man, this chick's gonna boil my cat on the stove. Or you'll be like, oh man, she's gonna refer me to her girlfriends. Whatever it is, you'll know. And then that's what you do. So in general, yes, Dev, you're right. In general, you don't fuck them on a full stomach. But there's always exceptions, bro. Just say, there's always exceptions.
I've never been a social eater where it's like, no, like, I eat for fuel, so mostly I've already eaten anyway. It's like, coffee, done, whatever. But that's
well,
me.
Jack, you're not a true hedonist.
True.
You're not, and that's okay. I still like you. Okay, you know, you're an aspiring hedonist. I'm a true hedonist. I'll drink and eat and do all that shit while I'm with them or before or after. It doesn't matter. Most of the time, my take is, it's in the bag. I got this. So let's take them out and have fucking steak and, you know, let's have surf and turf. Let's have steak and lobster because what could be better than ending the night when she is dessert?
That's one way of viewing it.
Well, dude, but again, that's a nuanced thing. Okay. I'm not saying some guy who's never had a girlfriend or he's had two and one of those two touched his pee-pee. You know, I want to take her out to dinner. Whoa, hold on, kid. Hold on. Just slow the fuck down. Let's talk. You know, maybe drinks and a pretzel. That's a good start. Find out what you need to know and then go from there. And I've done that plenty of times. But I've also had women where I knew that it's like, oh yeah, it's a done deal. It's happening.
That reminds me of the ice cream girl story she brought ice cream, which melted in the train. So she got me a new pint of ice cream. And I was like, yeah, we're not going to do all of this beforehand. Like, I don't know if you've ever finished a pint of Ben & Jerry's, but you will be full and you will be stuffed. It's like, no, we're going to save all of this for after. Because after the ice cream, there will probably be no movement at all. You're stuffed. You're full. It's like, no. No.
Nah, dude, I'm telling her to bring the ice cream and I'm going to, you know, paint her nipples with it and get them all stiff and shit.
Sir, that will be a waste of ice cream.
No. No, it won't. I'll eat it all. Trust me.
Jean-Simon LaRose for the Canadian $2. Thank you very much for the Canadian $2. Do what works for you. Yeah, that is what it all comes down to.
Ultimately. Some guys, yeah.
Ultimately, some guys were perfectly fine with a full stomach. I'm not a big fan of it. Yeah.
I do. You know, Jack here is going, no, I can't. I can't even. And I'm like, fill me
up. Have you seen my meals?
Have you seen mine?
Sir, are we going to go at this again?
Oh, Jesus. Mister, let me show you my 7-pound steak. And I'm like, yeah, that was one night. You haven't lived until you've lived with me. I'm the guy that will drink and eat and all that shit and then go, let's fuck. And she's like, okay. And it doesn't matter if she's on a full stomach or not. It doesn't matter. That's what John Simone meant when he was like, do what works for you. And I agree with that 100%. Here's the swapping notes part, kids. Do what works for you. Now, if taking her out and dining and whining her works out and you get laid, hey, keep doing that. I've had 50-50 when I was younger. Okay, most of the time it didn't work out. And all I ended up was pissed off, broke, and horny. Because, you know, she ate, drank, and then fucking she's gone. Well, now I don't do that as the default. It's more like, let's meet up for drinks and go from there. Because, yeah, I can afford a couple of drinks. You know, that's no big deal. And it's more the empty stomach thing. But then again, I've met chicks where it's like, oh, yeah, this is a no-brainer. Just shut the fuck up and let her do her thing. You're getting laid. Just shut up. And that's when I'm like, I'm hungry. Are you hungry? Yeah. Let's get steak and shrimp.
I remember with the former main plate, we would like every now and then look at fast food, like McDonald's, Burger King, whatever, at the menu. And like, is there something new? Is there something new? Oh my God, they just released this and this. Let's go get it. It's just the simplicity of things.
Right.
It's just the simplicity of things. Where it's like, don't make it so fucking complicated. I had a coworker who was like, yeah, you want to be romantic on a first date and take her out to dinner. It's like, bro, you don't even know this person.
Right. You don't know shit.
And it's like, but this is me personally. I don't understand the extravagance. I'm a very simple guy. I really am.
So am I.
It's like, I love Vince. And I already told Vince at the moment itself. I love Vince, but the restaurant where he took us, the seafood restaurant, like, that was not necessary for me. I love him for taking us, but that was just way over my head. This is way over my head. But like, you guys taking us to that diner.
Okay, so guys, at 58 minutes and change, bookmark this. This is where Jack outs himself as a pleb.
I am a pleb.
You are.
I've never said it was anything different.
And that's okay. It is. But I'm telling you, I understand your point of view. I do. I understand it. But I understand Vince's as well.
Yes. Oh, don't get me wrong. It's not that I'm not appreciative.
Oh, I am not saying you ain't.
Okay. But let's just be clear.
Stop deering. Okay. But I understand Vince's point of view because I'm there with Vince where I'm like, motherfucker, here we are. We're in Philly. He's seen me 3, 4, 5 times. He's met you once. I've met you once. Motherfucker, it ain't Burger King. We're going to get something nice to eat because why not? And so that part, I appreciate what he was doing.
Same here.
You know, that I'm like, yeah, he could have done the same with me at Burger King. It's fine. But at the same time, I can get Burger King here in Salt Lake, and it's going to taste the same as Burger King in Jersey. That's the beauty of corporations. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the same no matter where you go. You're in Moscow. Have McDonald's taste the same as back home. And if you like repetition and the same, and you're like, man, I don't want to deviate, well, then go eat Burger King. Go eat McDonald's. It'll taste the same. And I'm one of those guys. I've done it where I'm like, ah, fuck it. Yeah, no, I want, give me McDonald's. It's fine. Okay. But then you go to fucking Jersey and Vince goes, we're going to go have escargot. And you're like, Paul? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Because the escargot in Jersey ain't the same here.
Mm. But like the whole trip in Philly, Vince is the most welcoming, genuine, caring person. He took such good care of us.
Yep, 100%.
He was such a great host.
Yep, 100%. Best, you know, I've met up with him multiple times. That time with you, me, and him, that was the best. That was the best one for me. Best. Out of all of them. And I enjoyed them all. That was the best.
Hmm. Oh, that roof terrace. Getting burned.
Yeah. Oh, that roof terrace when you fell asleep. Yeah.
You want to wrap this one up?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Everything Rob, robsays.net. Where are you guys? There you are. Jean Simone, Space Dude, Dark Knight Dev, and again, Jean Simone, thank you very much for the super chat. As for me, hit the like, subscribe if you haven't, comment down below this, your thoughts of this show, and if you want to support the channel, get my version of the Book of Book audiobook for free. Click the join button, become a member, and get one of these awesome badges like Chad Elkins here has. And that's it from us. Take us out.
Don't be a holier-than-thou douchebag.
Short scenes.